reservoir, which you'll see down to the left. We're basically going to be following the creek.
Got that. So are we headed to Aspen, the little private runway that's there?
Well, we're headed towards Telluride. We're kind of coming around Aspen, so Crested Butte is actually off to our left here.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see that.
Probably makes sense for us to go ahead and start climbing up to like 12.5 here at this point, just to get up over the Elk Mountains here, and then we'll drop back down on the other side.
Okay. I don't know if I lost visual on you. I'm not seeing you at the moment.
I am just about to hit the north end of Paonia Reservoir.
Okay, so we're doing another right turn here.
Where are you on the map now?
I am just crossing the looks like a hashtag line is what I'm crossing right now, coming up on Somerset, but Somerset's well off to my right, kind of 2 o'clock. So I should be following Bull Creek?
Yeah, if you're over to Somerset, so I think you are. So are you west of Paonia Reservoir then?
I am. I've actually just picked up visual. I've gained ground on you. You're about 10 o'clock off my left side. Well, obviously left side. About 10 o'clock.
Okay, yep, I've got you now. Yeah, that big mountain is kind of, you'll want to definitely come back over towards me, because that big mountain that's in front of you there is Mount Gunnison, and we're going to want to swing to the left of that.
Yep, I'm going to get over the valley here.
This is where we'd be talking about getting the oxygen set up.
Yeah, what altitude did you say you do that at?
12,000. Oh, my 1 o'clock, is that you?
Could be. I tried to climb pretty steep so I could slow down and get you back in front of me. So are we continuing straight, or are we making a turn here?
We're going to continue straight. If you kind of look past where you see the West Elk Wilderness, and then you see where the map is marked as 13-4, to the kind of in front of us and slightly to the left.
Yep, I got that.
Okay, so if you look, there's kind of an indention there, and then just kind of to the southwest of those numbers, you see where there's a valley that kind of comes out of it right there.
Yep, got that.
Okay, that's what we're going to follow. So we're essentially going to kind of go over the mountains right about where the way is on the 13-4.
Gotcha. Am I still in front of you?
You are. Yep, I'm at about your 8 o'clock now. You're screaming.
I'm only showing 100 knots.
Yep, I'm running just under, about 98 it looks like. As we come out of this, we'll swing a little bit to the right. We'll be able to head right out over the Black Canyon and the Gunnison.
Okay, I'm going to kind of swing a little bit left and see if I can get you back in front of me.
Okay, I'm going to cut my corner here a little tight, kind of wrap around this hill, so that should be able to accommodate that.
And then are we going to drop back down to 5?
Yeah, we should be able to drop back down to 10.5, yeah. Okay, and I should be around about your 4 o'clock now, about to come through your 3 o'clock.
Okay, I'm also starting my descent.
Yeah, me too. So as we're winding our way down here, you should be able to see the Blue Mesa Reservoir off to the about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock there.
Yep, I see it out there. Now, when you just descend, are you just pulling power back?
Yeah, I pull power back and also nudge the plane forward a little bit, just enough to try to get to that 500. So it's kind of a combination. I do pull the power back. I mostly kind of nudge it forward and then pull my power back to maintain about 2,500 RPM.
All right, picked up the visual again. That's good.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna actually let's do this. It'll save a little bit of time. Don't. And push it back up to 12.5 until we get over this ridge, because otherwise we're going to have to wrap around the ridge quite a bit and go out of the way.
Okay, coming back up. I'm at 11,000. I'll climb back to 12.5.
I'm going to turn pretty much direct towards the National Monument here, or actually it's National Park now.
Okay, I'm right behind you, just following.
Fire 1 traffic, bearing 690 Juliet is 15 miles to the south, inbound to land runway 22, Fire 1.
You're showing for altitude right now.
I'm sorry, my altitude?
Yeah.
I'm descending. I'm at 11.3 right now, descending to 10.5.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't know you were going back down already.
Yep, sorry about that. Should have given you a heads up. We should be fine. Looks like the edges here are right around 9,000.
And what's the ruling with your altimeter setting? Is there some point where you go back to 2992?
Once you get up above 16,000, so anytime you're up into Class A airspace, you go to the standard so that you don't have to be trying to pay attention to changing the altimeter based on where you're going, because most of the time the airliners are going so fast, so everybody just uses 2992 and So the altitude actually varies a little bit. Nobody cares. Everybody just sticks with 2992 and adjusts accordingly.
Gotcha.
Power 1 traffic, bearing 690 Juliet is 10 miles to the southwest and bound to land right traffic for 22 Power 1.
Do you have the ortho maps going on all of this terrain down here?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you have the ortho overlays going out here?
I do.
At some point here, probably I'm going to go back and revisit that and give it another shot.
Yeah, I think what I was starting to say at one point when I got disconnected was if nothing else on some of this stuff, I can load this stuff onto a big thumb drive or something and get it to you so you could just download it instead of having to create all of the maps. You just be able to take the scenery and just be able to load it up.
Copy that.
Power 1 traffic.
Are you still right behind me?
I do not have you on the visual will now. Be entering right traffic.
I am. I'm right behind you and pretty much at your altitude. You must be showing something around 7,500, 7,800. Sorry, 10,075.
Yeah, I'm at 10,005 based on the 08 altimeter. I just got kicked again.
Yeah, but you came back visually this time, so that's good. So I'm still just a little bit above you. It appears as though I'm right at your level, but I'm coming slowly down. I'm at about 10,700.
I'm still not picking you up.
Power 1 traffic, bearing 690 Juliet, right downwind for 22 Power 1.
So are you just, do you have a destination in mind?
Yeah, I was planning on heading to Telluride, so I'm going to hang a hard left now and head back that direction.
Copy that. Okay.
We'll pretty much fly right over Montrose now.
There should be a cool airport at Telluride. That's the one that sits up on the bluff there, right?
Traffic,
it is, yeah. And it's another one like Aspen where pretty much everybody flies in one way and flies out the same way.
Power 1 traffic, bearing 690 Juliet is turning final for 22 Power 1.
And what I'm going to see, we're actually overflying the Montrose Regional Airport, but we're actually okay here. They're only, the altitude there is 5,007, and we're at 10,005, so we're actually overflying their airspace, so we're fine.
Plus, we are on the same frequency as them.
Affirmative.
And bearing 690 Juliet is clear at Power 1.
Yeah, so I think the last time... So, like, if you want to be able to get set up now for going into Telluride, their ASOS and AWOS, which is the Automated Weather Observation Service, is at 118.32. So this is where I would go into the COM2 and set that frequency in there. And then when you hit it, like, if you look at the top at your radio bank there, you've got your COM1 and then you've got COM1 mic right below it and then COM2 and COM2 mic right below that. Do you see that?
Yep, I was doing that. I did pick up on that with you and started doing it.
Okay, so when you, because you actually, it sounds like you accidentally hit the COM2 mic button when we were flying into wherever that was in California.
No, what I had done is I had left my the selector switch on my radio bank in COM2 and set all the radio channels, but talked like as if I was on COM1.
Okay, so when you turned on COM2, did you turn off COM1?
No, I was mistaken. I thought that I was setting dials for COM1, but the selector switch was on COM2, and the microphone was turned off on COM2.
Oh, I got you. So it wasn't that you were listening to COM2, it was that you were changing COM2.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you now. You know, it's weird to think. We're looking down, you can see the Ridgeway Reservoir off there to the left. And we're only 24 miles from Telluride, but we'd be like an hour and a half from Telluride if we were driving.
Oh, really? What reservoir is it?
It's Ridgeway that's off there to the left. So that's where, as you're coming up from Montrose, coming down from Montrose, you'd either go straight to go continue on to Ouray and then up over the pass to go towards Durango, or you'd turn right at Ridgeway to kind of crawl around the outside to go to Telluride.
Gotcha. It's been ages since I've been over that. In fact, it's been a long, long time since I've been up to the Ridgeway Reservoir, because I would usually go up to Ridgeway and then turn around and go down to Ouray.
Right, yeah, the loop would be, you get to Ridgeway, then turn right, go through Ouray, back up over Red Mountain Pass to Durango when we were camping down there and doing the loop.
Yep. So I presume the runway, we'll be using Runway 9, is that what you were suggesting?
Yes, you pretty much have to use Runway 9 going in. That's the only one that'll be operational. Fortunately, the winds are at 100 at 5, so it's about perfect for that.
I haven't gotten that message yet. I'm going to check it and see why.
Air France 93, Sierra Hotel, Power 900 here.
Okay, so I had COM 2 turned off. That's why I didn't hear that.
That'll do it. Well, this just turned out to be a beautiful day down here.
Yeah, couldn't really ask for much more.
I'm going to go ahead and change over to 123.0, the CTAF, for Telluride.
Okay, follow you over.